while I was doing it, because during the Civil War, the Yankees had come through and burned up and destroyed his mill. And Mr. Shores, they left one enough to make enough to grind corn. No, they didn't. It was Mr. Shores that gave him the rocks to make to grind the corn. And so that was just all he had at that time. But I never did see him. His sons were running. But there was a great big water wheel. I never was tall enough or brave enough or something. I never rode in that water wheel. But my sister, her age group did. They rode in the water wheel. You know, they'd hold on to the spokes and just ride. Sometimes they're headed this way, you know, holding on, riding. And some of them walked it. You know, as it turned, they walked. And some of them just held on to the spokes and just went over like that with the spokes. But I was always afraid of that. I guess I am some kind of a coward. I was too little when that was there.
Yeah, you mentioned you'd take corn to the mill. What did you call that? Say you'd take a bushel?
It was the Freeman Mill.
Uh-huh. No, but I mean, when you'd take corn to the mill, would you have an expression you'd use?
Turn of corn.
Say you're going to take a...
Turn of corn.
Okay.
That's what they called it, uh-huh. Yeah.
Did they use that word turn about anything besides corn?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless you were turning the handle to grind something,
uh-huh.
Use the word turn.
You talk about turning corn.
And I enjoyed that, and I had a bunch of cousins lived over that way. And so I would get one of them up behind me.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't have a saddle. I just rode up there on that horse, that bushel of meal. And I'd get somebody while he was grinding, any of the children, and we would ride the horse, or in the summertime, we'd play in the creek. Oh, I've had fun all my life. I learned to ride a horse when I was 4 years old. My mother had she kept the store, and Papa had built a store. We lived across over there. And I had been riding on the horse with other people. But one day I was down at the store with Mother. She said, "Seneth, would you like to ride Prince?" Well, of course I would like to ride Prince. She gave me an apple. She said, "Go out there in the pasture and call his name and he'll come to you. And you throw this rope around his neck while he's trying to bite this apple. When he gets his head down, throw the rope around his neck and get a hold of it and then lead him up to the fence. And I'll put you up on him and then you can ride around in the pasture just as long as you want to." And I did it. And I led him up to the fence, and she put a bridle on him and put this rope so I could fasten to the bridle so I could sit up there and hold on to that rope. And I held on to the rope and his mane. No saddle, no blanket, no nothing. And I rode around out there till I got tired. And after that, any time I wanted to ride Prince, I got to ride. I wasn't old enough to go to school. I was just 4 years old. Think about somebody now doing that for a little four-year-old. My father had 8 horses. I rode all of them, any of them. We used to have fun riding horses. And one time my brother and his wife and my sister and her husband and my other brother and I, we went camping on the creek about every summer after we got old enough. We went down there, and I never had learned to swim. My sister Cornelia hadn't either.
All the rest of them.
All the rest of them could swim.